Hello?
Hi, is this Hunter?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Hunter. It's Paul from Local Splash. I wasn't able to call you earlier,
hey.
But I did get your email. How's everything going for you?
Good. I apologize. I'm just now getting back with you. I worked
That's
late
okay.
tonight that we spoke, and I worked
yeah, I
at the fire department all day yesterday.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, that's okay. I definitely understand that, and I appreciate you getting back to me. Now, I know that we covered a lot when we did talk the other day. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
I probably just want to run through everything
yeah.
that your services offer one more
sure.
time, and then
sure, of course.
Probably go ahead and set it up if you're okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, it is a month-to-month service, first of all. That's one thing you should know right from the very beginning. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, you can pause the service. If you need to go on vacation, you can pause it. I mean, you can pause the service seasonally as well. As long as you're using the service, it bills month-to-month. For the exact amount of $299.00 on a monthly basis. Now, of course, that means Google, Bing, Facebook, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. There's $100 of Facebook paid ads included in that, so you'll be a top option. Anytime someone in your service area is looking for your services, they don't have to know the name of your company. They type in power washing, pressure washing, exterior surface cleaning, a specific surface they want to have washed. As long as it's a service that you provide and as long as they're in your service area, you'll always be one of those top options on both Google and Bing. Like I said, we create the additional destinations and directories that Google wants to see. People can find you there as well. With the Facebook ads, now that works a little bit differently. Obviously, with Google or Bing, someone types something in to their computer or their smartphone. Now, if they do that search in your area, our Facebook ads retarget that same exact potential customer who we already know is in your services and currently looking for someone who does pressure washing. You'll also have ads run in specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you most want to be found. And again, if they scroll past it, it costs nothing. If they click on it, it costs us, not you, but it costs us like 20 or 22 cents per click. So with a $100 ad budget, 20, 25 cents per click, you're looking at about 400 clicks in a month from someone who can find you on their Facebook page. Of course, they call you directly, whether they find you on Facebook, Google, Bing, or any of the directories. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So, of course, 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it's still that flat rate of $299. And once again, that is an exact amount. It's to the penny. There's no hidden taxes or fees. And of course, it is month to month, no contract. That rate will never go up on you. I was, in fact, able to waive the setup fee. And then, of course, I think we did talk about doing a website, right? Not just having that branding page.
Yes, sir, we did.
So we can include the website for you. We can use the existing domain, and that means, you know, Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven, exactly what Google wants to see in a website and, of course, what your potential customers are looking for, real modern, clean-looking website. Now, the initial construction of the site's included. The hosting, the maintenance, even the updating of the site is included as well. And one of the things that you will have access to on your client dashboard, which is your tracking system and so much more, there is a website editor tool that you can use yourself if you want to add photos or update any content. But it really, if you like, you can just give us a call or send us a text or an email and say, hey, I've got some photos. Can you add them to the website? Whether you're making changes or whether we're making changes, there's never any additional cost to make those changes to the website or to update any content that we have for your online. Like I said, simple, straightforward pricing. In this case, a reduced rate of $299, but a fixed rate that's not going to balloon up on you later on down the road.
That's perfect.
And I think you mentioned before that the business is service-based, right? So there's not like a showroom. There's not a physical address that the public needs to know about, right?
No, it's just a service-based business.
And that's kind of what Google expects service-based businesses to kind of be run from the truck, run out of the home. You know, Google wouldn't expect it to maintain a storefront, and they certainly wouldn't want to list your home address because they don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, with the website that we build, the calls come directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. There will also be a contact form so people can tell you where they're located and what they want to have done. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone's trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, there's never any additional cost for that. It is still that flat rate. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, the next step is to schedule what we call a client interview. And it is exactly like it sounds, Hunter. One of our Google trained technicians will speak with you in detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement or slogan, motto, tagline, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. I did want to ask you, because I know like your logo has it without the LLC, but then the Angie listing does have the LLC. Now, if you want us to include the LLC or leave it off, it's totally a personal preference. The important thing, though, is that we consistently brand the business the same way across the board. So would you want the LLC to be included in the branding of the name, or did you want to go ahead and leave that off?
I mean, really, just whatever you recommend. I set it up to where I could operate as a business both ways.
Mm-hmm.
So
gotcha.
I guess whatever looks more professional and what's going to be more beneficial to me.
Well, I think the LLC makes the business look more professional, and it's okay that the LLC is not included in the logo that you've got there for your company. Now, we do for the client interview scheduled by the hour, but the call itself typically takes about 30, maybe 35, 40 minutes. You don't even need to be in front of a computer for that particular call, kind of just those basic knowledge off the top of your head questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. Oh, I did want to do one other thing here, which is to add a little bit of extra protection here on your account, another layer of security. Meaning if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are associated with your business, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And if you ever get phone calls, whether it's a week from now, a month from now, or at any point down the road, if you get a call from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as either Google or Local Splash, they would need to know both the answer and the question, and if they can't provide that information to you basically immediately, then you should not entertain that phone call. If anyone were to tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, that wouldn't even be us. They wouldn't for sure not know that information. As I mentioned, it is exactly $299. Now, for your security question, your options are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
We could do the city that I was born in.
City you were born in, and then what is the answer?
Greenville.
Okay. I have to type Greenville. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set there. Even our technician, when they call you for your client interview, would know that information. And then for the exact amount of $299, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Probably Visa, but one more thing, too. We discussed how I've tried to set up a Google business profile.
Correct. Yep, I
and
have all of that in the notes.
That you guys are going to stick to?
Absolutely, absolutely, 100%. That's one of the very first things that we start on in the beginning. Of course, we do a lot of things all at the same time, but one of the very first things that we will be doing here is to make sure that your Google listing is not flagged, it is not, suspended or anything like that. I mean, like I said, we are not Google, but we're a Google partner, and the whole reason for the partnership program was to help small and medium-sized businesses see a great return with investing in advertising through Google. So we will be able to work with Google's back-end team. I do have it in the notes already that you tried to get your listing verified. We'll be able to contact Google's back-end team today and then make sure that we're starting to get that process squared away here for you.
Okay, how long is it going to take everything to be up and running, like website?
Great question. So everything kind of has its own little time frame. The website itself takes usually 7 to 10 business days. I mean, if you can get us the photos and things like that, and of course, if we do your client interview, then it might even be, you know, 7 days or less that we build out that website. From the point on, even if it's being actively worked on, your website would always be up and active online. The Facebook ads, those are really just waiting for your website. I mean, we're told to say 7 to 10 business days as well for the Facebook ads. Usually the day we get your website up and active and have something to attach to those Facebook ads are up and running. Now, your Google listing itself, 5 to 10 business days. I mean, that can be even faster than the website, but like I said, we work on everything all at the same time so that when everything is ready, when your Google listing is ready, and the Bing local listing would be about that same time frame, about 7 to 10 business days. So it does happen very quickly. I mean, obviously it has to when it's month to month and we got to get your phone ringing even in that first month. Obviously the second month's going to be even better because everything's already all set up.
Okay, perfect. And am I going to get charged at the first of the month or on, let's just say, the 20th of every month since today's the day I'm setting it up?
Yeah. So it is month-to-month billing. Today's actually the 21st. So it would bill today on the 21st, and then it would be set to bill on the 21st of the month moving forward.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Now, on that card, is it your name, the business name, or both? Any middle initial?
It's my name and the business.
Okay, perfect. And is it a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
It's a Visa.
Visa. Visa should start with a 4. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, 4966. Mm-hmm. 9700.
Yes, sir.
0104.
Okay.
6828.
And then the expiration month and year?
0829.
08 of 2029. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
755.
I've got 755, 755 on the back. I've got August or 08 of 2029, you said, right? 2029 for the expiration date?
Correct.
And then the card itself was at 4966 9700 0104 6828.
That's correct.
And what is the billing address of that card?
7127.
Mm-hmm.
Stagecoach Road.
Okay. And the zip code?
37891.
37891. Now, one of the things that I'm required to do here is to read what's called a voice verification. Because we are Google partners, it is required. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service, that we're waiving your setup fee, that we're even including a website for you, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually pretty straightforward, and if everything still makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there and then schedule your follow-up call, okay? Now, I do have that voice verification pulled up. And it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Hunter, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Morristown Pressure Washing.
And with the LLC, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Hunter Creech. I'm the owner and CEO.
Okay, perfect. And as the owner and CEO of Morristown Pressure Washing LLC, Hunter, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Correct.
Perfect. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that Visa in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Correct.
Perfect. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Because, of course, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So, for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Hunter, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And Mr. Creech, as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, well, there's actually a couple of reasons, but first, obviously with all the content that we're creating for your business, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services we're already providing. Equally or even more important is we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Hunter, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Creech, that's fair enough, right?
Yes. The only other online stuff that I have is I already have a Facebook page and then the Angie's List.
And the Angie's, yeah. We are already aware of both of those. And like I said, it's not an exclusivity clause. I mean, we're just wanting to make sure. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Hunter, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
And then did you want us to have the link to your Facebook page right on your website?
Whatever is more beneficial to me.
Okay. Well, we'll do that. I mean, a lot of our clients do like that because in that way, anything that you do have already working for you is going to continue to work for you. It's just going to work better. It's going to reach more people. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it, of course, being a month-to-month service, with the setup fee waived and the subscription cost reduced, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether, will be charged today's date, the 21st of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And Hunter, again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount, so there's no taxes, there's no fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls do come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Now, that custom website is included, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 21st of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $299, once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And you can pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation if necessary. You can pause the service seasonally. All that we would request, Hunter, to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Creek, just simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Hunter, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do have one question. If I need to wait till after the recording or whatever, that's fine.
Oh, no, you can go ahead. I mean, at any point in time. That actually does conclude the voice verification anyway.
Oh, perfect. So if I do decide to cancel sometime in the future, does that mean I get to keep the website, or is the website only available as long as I pay for your services?
So that's a good question. Now, of course, for any website to be seen, it has to be hosted somewhere. So if you decide to cancel your services, if you wanted us to, we could continue to host your website for you. Updates are included. I think it's $29 a month. If you wanted us to, we could transfer the domain. I mean, it's already your domain anyway, so we wouldn't even need to transfer the domain over to you. But like I said, as long as you're a happy, satisfied client, it's our job to keep that up and active. If you wanted to just have us to simply host your service, host your website, we can do that for a modest hosting fee. The updates are still included in that hosting fee.
Okay, cool. Thank
okay.
you. And like,
no problem.
As long as this works how I'm hoping it's going to, I don't see any reason to cancel. So.
And that's exactly what my thought process is. I mean, obviously, we're just looking for the opportunity to earn your business, and then it is our responsibility to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, you are going to receive a confirmation email, a welcome email in the next minute or so. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I don't. I'm actually working at the moment.
Oh, you are. That's quite all right. You will, though, receive that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, I know that you said that you're working. Would you, though, be available for that client interview at some point today? We could do as late as, you know, 4, 5, or even 6 o'clock, if that works better for you.
Yeah, probably around 6, I'd say, would be good.
6, okay. We'll schedule it from 6 until 7. It's a one-hour window, but the call itself typically will take about half that time, maybe 35, 40 minutes. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just kind of in the beginning to answer any questions that you might have and hand you over to your technician. But if I am already on a call, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. Now, maybe I'd get my client interview technician a little bit of a head start here. Are you wanting to be found like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, 7 days a week?
Monday through Friday, sometimes Saturdays. So
okay.
Monday through Friday, 6 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 5.
Okay, gotcha. So Monday through Friday, 6 to 6, 8 to 5 on Saturday.
Yes.
And close on Sunday. All right. Are you taking anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
I will be. I have to set those up so I can, okay. I can set those up before the call tonight if I need to.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, you can also tell us at any point in time. And then, oh, did you happen to receive, looks like, let me just refresh my system here. So it looks like we're still in the process of sending you the emails, but it is morristowntnpressurewashing@gmail.com, right?
That's correct.
Okay, let me just see. It's usually not that slow if we've got the right email address. Our emails do get sent every couple of minutes, though, in bulk, not when I request that they be sent, but just kind of every couple of minutes or so, which is sometimes why they don't get sent immediately and why some emails kind of do get separated out. But you will receive your confirmation email. That's your welcome email. The welcome email is important, not just because it has our client support information on there. Most of our emails do. But your welcome email is going to also have your login credentials for your tracking system. Oh, it looks like it should have been sent, at least the one that I want you to see now. The welcome email should be piggybacked in a second here. But you should have already gotten one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you can take just a second to open that up, at the top of it, it says, Hello, Hunter. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then a couple of sentences down, it says, Please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Hang on a second.
Sure, no problem.
I see access dashboard. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, click here, sorry.
Yeah, above that, right. So click on the click here, and then it's going to be hyperlinked to the terms of experience, everything we just went over in the voice verification. Please feel free to scroll above that line. Obviously, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 will choose Bing over Google. You'll be having our content mirrored there, so you can get the same amount of opportunities, whether they're on Google or Bing, they'll still find you. And then, of course, we're doing the Facebook ads, all the additional directories, the websites included too. That long line that goes all the way across, below it, it populates a few boxes. We want you to click all three of them. One that you agree to allow us to send SMS or text messages, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card on file, and the other that you acknowledge that the payments are automatic and recurring. Although, of course, you can stop at any time, no questions asked. Once you've got all three of those boxes clicked, click in that longer box with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign, type in your, or copy and paste your first and last name. It is case sensitive, so the H and the C, the first C in your last name is capitalized. If you're on your smartphone, you might turn it sideways. It'll make everything pop up a little bit higher and easier for you to access as long as you're not locked in portrait mode. But then you'll see that confirmed signature box. It's the orange-ish colored longer box. When you click on that, it does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that it's month to month, that we're actually including a website for you, that we reduce the cost of the service, that we waived your setup fee, and then it's also going to allow us to do the NAPW audit, that first one. Looks like you were successful in submitting that. Now, if it is asking you to log into your account, your tracking system, you can ignore that. Our tracking system, or I should say our automated system, thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview at 6 o'clock today for there to be the content that you'll then be able to track. But you'll receive by email and text confirmation when your tracking system is active. You can try at any point in time. The welcome email is going to have your login credentials. It's your username being your phone number. You can't change it. It's the same in our system. We want it to be easy for you to access, easy for you to remember, and easy for us to access. Area code's included, but it's just numbers, so 423-307-3786, that's your username. Your default password is webgoogle, all lowercase, no space. You can change that at any point in time, as often as you like, really. And again, all of that's in your welcome email. The other email that you got is important too, because I know that you're trying to verify your business. We'll take it from here, but anything you can send our way is going to help. So it doesn't have to be everything on this list, but if you can send us photos of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, anything like a business card, obviously there's no real physical workplace, but where you park your service vehicle when you're not using it for work is usually just fine for that. Like I said, it doesn't have to be everything, but anything you send our way will help us to expedite the process of getting you verified. Now, like I said, you will get that reminder email at 5 for that follow-up call at 6 o'clock. I did also send you a calendar invite just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. Many people do, and it's okay if you do, but it's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. It's got your username, your name, and your phone number. Now, again, the support at localsplash.com, that's the email address you'll see. You can send anything and everything there. Our technician will probably give you photos at localsplash.com. You can email the photos team directly, but really all you need is that support email. Do just reference either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. That makes it easy for us to access and associate with your account, and we can always forward the information to the right department. But other than that, you're all set and squared away. Like I said, I do hope I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you right at or a couple of minutes after 6. I'd certainly be happy to say a quick hello to you. But welcome aboard. I'm excited to get that going for you, get that website built, get your phone ringing, and, of course, you know, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Perfect. I appreciate it.
Real pleasure speaking with you. We'll be calling you back in that 6 o'clock hour. Thank you so much. We'll
all
talk
right.
to you then.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hunter. Thank you, too. Take care.